You to it. But first, the pregame show. You're listening to Platte River Radio Sports.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome back here to Kearney High, second game of our doubleheader, and hopefully the Kearney High boys will have a little bit better luck than what the girls had. They had trouble scoring to the Lady Bearcats, falling to Papillion with this to South, 42-28. But on the boys' side, well, Kearney High comes in a perfect 4-0 on the season. And in the game you heard yesterday right here on ESPN, they rolled in Lincoln East, very impressive in the second half, as they rolled to a 22-point win, 75-53. The Bearcats have been a pretty good offensive team through the course of the year. They went down in Hayes, won the Hayes tournament, going 3-0. On the year, they're averaging about 73 points a game and holding their opponents to about 55. So they've been able to do it with a kind of a run-and-gun style, play pretty good defense, and score a lot of points in transition, and they certainly did that last night at Lincoln East High School. But tonight, Papillion Melissa South comes to town, and the Titans come in at 1-3 on the season. They lost last night at home against Omaha Benson to fall to 1-3 on the season. They started the year with a 49-38 win over Fremont. They lost to Millard North, who's undefeated, 52-38, and then a 19-point loss at home against Omaha Benson last night. They certainly want to kind of get things going, and they look a lot like Kearney High. And talking with head coach Scott Steinbrook, he said that Papio South, they like to shoot the three, they like to score in transition. You take a look at their starting lineup, compare their size of the athletes that they're going to start against the athletes Kearney High is going to start, and really a nice matchup, a very intriguing, interesting, even matchup between these two schools. However, Kearney High 4-0. And the Titans 1-2 on the season. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the starting lineup for both the Titans and the Bearcats. We'll take a look at that and give you a little bit of the scouting report that we got from head coach Scott Steinbrook. We'll do that when we continue with the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry or Jason Stark, our New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll take a break, come back with more of the pregame, and we'll introduce the starting lineups. We'll do that right after this timeout.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all, check out the new Traeger Junior Tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does the best.
And welcome back here to Kearney High. Let's give you today's starting lineups. We'll begin, first of all, for Papillion La Vista South. As we mentioned, they come in at 1-2 on the season. Their starting personnel looks like this. Brett Kirsch is a 5'9 junior point guard. He's averaging about 10 points per ball game, and according to the Sky Report, a very active player. Lexi Williams, a 5'10 senior guard, averaging about 5.5 points. Very athletic wing. Can play point guard from time to time. Curtis Broussard, a 5'11 senior guard, is averaging about 9.5 points. The left-hander is probably the best overall player for the Titans. Knight Heiser, a 6'2 senior forward, is averaging about 3 points, kind of a role player for the Titans. And Michael Herman is a 6'3 senior post. He's averaging about 4.5 points per ball game, primarily gets himself open by setting up screens for other players, and they will do a fair amount of pick and roll with him. For the Bearcats, their starting lineup looks like this. Damian Austin, the 5'6 sophomore, is averaging 11.5 points and about 2.3 rebounds per contest. Nate Stevens has been a leading scorer for Kearney High. The 6'2 senior is averaging an even 22 points per ball game and 4.3 rebounds a contest. Jake Shelton, the 6'2 senior, is averaging 10.8 points per ball game and 2.5 rebounds. Thomas Gillen, a 6'3 senior, very active last night, had an outstanding game, now is averaging 16.3 points per ball game to go with 8 rebounds. And Derek Schreiner, the 6'1 senior, Schreiner is averaging 3.8 points and about 2 rebounds a contest for the undefeated Kearney High Bearcats, who come in with a perfect record of 4-0. Again, the starters for Kearney High, Austin Stevens, Shelton Gillen, and Schreiner. Your starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank. Taking care of customers one person at a time, Five Points Bank is the better bank. You've been listening to the New Tech Steve pregame show. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, the tip between the Titans and the Bearcats. We'll do that right after this timeout.
Do you have trouble hearing the radio? How about the phone or TV? Are you avoiding social situations because of a hearing loss? If so, see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide. Or visit us at entphysiciansofkearney.com, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Misco Sports on the Brinks of the Downtown Kearney Center says congratulations to all the fall sports athletes on another great year and wishes you the best of luck this winter. While you have a few days to shop, don't forget to get into Misco's and take advantage of their great deals. In fact, one great deal. Everything in the store, 15% off the mark price. If it's already 40% off, take another 15% off. 50% off, another 15% off. Great gifts at great prices at Misco Sports on the Brinks, Downtown Kearney.
And we're just about ready to go. Starting lineups have been announced. These two teams ready to jump center circle here. Both teams like to play. They'll play a little zone, but mostly most of their living is made going man-to-man. And the Bearcats in their home white uniforms here at home for the first time. I think they wore them once down in Hayes. Obviously, they were in their road uniforms last night. The home white uniforms, the blue numbers, a little bit of black trim in there, not a lot. And Gillen will be doing the jumping against Isaiah Martin, who actually made the start here tonight. And the entry pass, as Kearney High wins it, they get it in for Gillen. Gillen will kick it right back around the perimeter for Nate Stevens. Stevens on the dribble will take it off on the baseline. Has a little screen. Nothing happening there. Kicks it back out for Damian Austin. He'll drive, flip right behind him to Shelton. Shelton will kick it inside. Now they'll enter it in for Gillen. Gillen. Fadeaway jumper, no good, up high on the rebound. We're going to have a push on the rebound. And we'll see who the foul is on. It's going to be on Papillion with this to South on the rebound. So the foul is going to be on Curtis Bussard. That's going to be his first personal foul. Entry pass through the legs of Killen, and it's stolen away by the Titans. On the run is going to be Kirsch. Kirsch was shut off. Damian Austin got back there so quickly. He didn't want to drive against him, so Kirsch will set up the offense. They'll toss it down for Martin, and Martin will work it back around the perimeter. And the ball is off the hands of Kirsch and out of bounds. So we swap turnovers here. Each team with a possession. Each team has turned the ball over. Neither team has any points to show for their early action. Stevens. Bounce pass to Schreiner. Schreiner, a little ball fake, top of the circle. They'll flip the ball back out here for Stevens. And Stevens pass off the hands of Shelton, and Shelton can't track it down. Shelton just looking in his rearview mirror as Lexi Williams was putting a little pressure on him. And so it will be the Titans basketball after the Bearcats turned the ball over a couple of times in their first couple of possessions. Iser has it, top of the circle, a little ball fake. Still has his dribble. He's looking right side for Martin. And Martin will get it back out there for Bussard. Left side, Williams has it. He's picked up man-to-man there by Jake Shelton. He'll kick right wing for Kirsch. Again, Titans being very patient. They bring it into the lane. And they'll just kick it right back out for Williams. Williams down low for Martin. Martin's pass on the inside, loose. Martin picks it up. He's been in the lane forever, and they finally call 3 seconds. When the ball was loose, they didn't call the 3 seconds because the loose ball, you kind of had the opportunity to reset it, but he was in the lane forever. And eventually they call it there. And again, with a loose ball, they usually reset it. On the left wing, Stevens. Stevens double team has used up his dribble. He'll bounce past it back out for Damian Austin. Austin gets a little screen from Gillen. Gillen, nice roll, but they don't find him. And they'll get the ball back out for Stevens. That pick and roll was there. That's something I'm sure the coaching staff will point out here as the game moves on. Stevens on that left side has it. Dumps it for Damian Austin. Austin will drive against Bassard. And has a shot blocked, bouncing around. Loose ball picked up by Shelton. And Shelton will score. Offensive rebound and bucket for Jake Shelton after that ball was loose as Austin had a shot blocked from behind by Lexi Williams. Williams now has his hands on the basketball. He'll kick it between the circles, getting it to Nate Heiser. Heiser on the right wing for Bassard. Bassard slid to a stop, but did keep the pivot foot. Williams will dump it off on that right wing, driving up his curse, and there's going to be hands there. That's going to be a foul whistle on Kearney Highs. Number 11, Damian Austin. So Austin whistled for the foul. It's 5:18 to go here in the first quarter. A high inbound pass that was tipped, and a loose ball is picked up by Jake Shelton. And Shelton comes up with the turnover. And they'll work it down low for Gillen. Gillen really nowhere to go as Martin puts pretty good pressure on him. They'll give it back off here for Austin, and Austin will help work the ball on the inside. Good post-up move, but the shot is blocked. Stevens had the post-up move, but Martin with the block, and coming out of there with it is going to be Kirsch. Kirsch will kick it back out. Trail three by Bussard. It's no good. Long rebound by Damian Austin. Austin will get it up ahead for Shelton. Shelton out for Schreiner. Schreiner's three is no good. And the rebound taken out by Bussard. And Kearney High will pick up the defense at half court as they get it out to Kirsch with 4:35 to go here. Second quarter, 2-0 lead here for Kearney High. High pick and roll, and they'll kick it off on the right wing for Williams. Williams will enter it inside for Martin. Martin shoots over the top of Gillen, and Gillen is going to call for the foul as the shot by Martin was no good. But Gillen apparently got a little bit of the arm there. And so Thomas Gillen picks up the first foul for him, second team foul, whistled on the Cats here in the early stages. First points of the ball game for Papillion Vista South. Still forthcoming because the free throw, no good by Isaiah Martin. So it's still 2-0 right now. Luke Katsik checks into the game here. And another sub came in. I think that was Herman. Second free throw, also no good. Rebound by Stevens. Stevens pulls down the bound, and he'll get the ball back out here for Damian Austin. Austin on the right wing, dribbling through with it. It's going to be Shelton. Shelton will work it back out for Austin. 4:10 to go, quarter number one. 2-0 Bearcats with the lead and the basketball. Off of a little screen, Stevens going to dribble to the top of the key. Bounce pass left side for Shelton. Back to Stevens. Stevens faced a man-to-man pressure by Bussard, picks up his dribble, and now gives it to Austin. Austin thinking about penetrating against Kirsch, but instead passes around the perimeter. They give it for Stevens. Stevens gets a little screen, and then that roll is there for Kearney High, but they have not rewarded Thomas Gillen yet. Gillen trying to set a little screen in the lane. Austin picks it up at the free throw line, and we're going to have a little foul whistled on the men in black. The Titans going to whistle for the foul. The foul on number one, Brent Kirsch. That is going to be his first personal foul. Michael Herman now checking in for Papio South. And checking in for Kearney High's Trey Anderson. And as you can hear, the Rowdies in what a rare form, as always. Not sure what the theme is, but looks like workout day from the 80s, as we have a lot of young men dressed like Olivia Newton-John. That was not meant to be a compliment. Stevens has it on the right wing. He'll dump it on that right side now for Shelton as they just passed around the perimeter with 3.5 to go. 2-0 as they screen for Shelton. He'll fire the three. It's no good. And Kirsch pulls down the rebound. And Kirsch will let traffic clear, and he'll bring it into the offensive zone. Back around the perimeter we go, driving that left baseline. is going to be Bassard. Bassard's shot no good. Rebound in underneath by Herman. Herman can't get it to fall, and Anderson pulls down the rebound. Caps on the run. Here's Austin driving. Shoot and scoring. Just a little seam in the lane, and Damian Austin drives up there. And the 88% free throw shooter will go to the line and will try to finish off a three-point play. 88.9 if you want to be picky about his free throw shooting percentage. Free throw is up and good for Damian Austin. .305 to go here. 5-0 lead in the first quarter here for Kearney High. Nice three-point play for Damian Austin. Long outlet pass out for Bassard. Bassard thought about three, but he'll give it off for Deshaun Three. And they'll work it back around the perimeter for Bassard. Now, Three will play the point here. And he's got the dribble, and we'll give it off on the left side for Bassard. Back to Three on the left wing. Anderson with a little screen. Dumps down low for Herman. Herman's going to drive. Takes it off last. Nice little pick and roll for the first points of the ball game here for Papillion Modesto South. 5-2, capped with the lead and the basketball. 2.5 to go, quarter number one. Austin's going to drive the baseline, and we're going to have a block whistled in underneath. Michael Herman's going to be called for the block as he shut off the path of Damian Austin. It's hard to get in front of Damian Austin. He moves so quickly, hard to get there and be set in time. Lexi Williams going to check back in here for the Titans. And in for Kearney High, Drew Challey. Challey comes in with Luke McNitt, and they will inbound it for Nate Stevens. Stevens does not hand the ball to Damian Austin. Stevens still has his dribble picked up by Williams, and they'll give it off for Anderson. Anderson, now they'll lob it down low. Posting up is McNitt, and they're going to call McNitt for the player control foul. And McNitt, I think, might have had just a little bit of a forearm shiver there. In any event, there was great defensive position for Papillion Modesto South. And they break the press through the Titans, and Luke Jabsik gets an easy layup. Damian Austin with the dribble, and we're going to have a foul whistled on Deshaun Three. Damian Austin went for the steal on that long outlet pass near midcourt, and when he didn't get it, they collapsed on him. There was nobody left down low. And Jasek laid it up and in. Here we got the quick little foul on Three, his first. And Damian Austin gives it off left side for Challey. Challey on the baseline is shut off. He'll kick it back out for McNiff, who gives it top of the circle for Anderson. For Damian Austin, lost it down low for Stevens. Stevens in traffic. His shot is no good. Rebound taken out there by the Titans. Coming out of there with it was Heiser. Heiser snags the bound. Now he gets it back about the three on the trail, but he'll kick the ball off here for Herman. Herman, pass out, three, no good. And we got a little stutter step over there. Yep, that's going to be a turnover on Papillion Modesto South. So with a minute 32 to go here, quarter number one, a lot of action, but really not a lot of offense here. It's 5-4, Kearney High with a one-point lead. They have led throughout. But a quick 4-0 run here for Papio South. This has tightened things up, obviously. On the left wing for the Bearcats is going to be Stevens. Stevens off of the screen will dribble. Give it off now for Anderson. Anderson's used up his dribble on the wing and flip it for Challey. Challey facing that man-to-man defense of Jatzik. Will just dribble around and flip it back out for Anderson. Minute 5 to go here, and they'll give it off for Stevens. Stevens well behind the three-point arc. And he'll give the ball out for Damian Austin. Austin thinking about driving against Three, loses the ball, and Three comes up with it. Three brings it across the timeline, and he carried it. Yep. He doesn't like the call, but it is the right one. They don't call it a whole lot, to be honest with you, in high school basketball, that carry. That's one reason why Three was a little frustrated. Right now, Carnegie Catholic with a lead over the other side of town. They lead in the third, 52-34 over Cambridge in boys basketball. That game late in the third quarter. With the dribble here, Nate Stevens. He'll give it off right side. Shelton. Shelton on that wing. Gives it back to Stevens. He'll fire a three top of the key. In and out. No good. Rolled around and it hung on the rim so long that Luke Jastic, who was up there for the rebound, had trouble gauging when it was going to come down, and it went off Jastic's hands and out of bounds. So it will be a team rebound here for Kearney High, and they will inbound it for Stevens. I'll tell you what, that shot by Stevens went about two-thirds of the way down and then spit back out. Left side, Stevens has it. He'll drive to the baseline and has his pocket set. That was pretty good defense by Lexi Williams, who comes up with the steal, and he'll bring in the offensive zone. Gives it for three. Three with 10 seconds left. Has the dribble against Shally. We'll flip the ball back out, and the jumper back the iron tip at the buzzer. Well, there's still 2 seconds left. They shot so early, I thought it was at the buzzer, and that will do it for the first quarter of basketball. Kearney High with a 5-4 lead over Papillion La Vista South. A lot of action. There's not a lot of scoring. 1-point Bearcat lead, and we come back after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Right now, it's GMC Truck Month at Killian Motors of Kearney. GMC trucks are capable of everything except taking a day off. That's why when there's work to be done, there's no better truck for the job than the GMC Sierra. And during GMC's Truck Month, all Sierras come with a free year of XM radio, huge rebates up to $5,000, and extended service offers.
You're headed in the right direction for service savings and selection.
Killian Motors, 8th and Central, Kearney.
So not a lot of stats to really kind of go through in a 5-4 game after one quarter. Five team fouls, whistles on Papio South, three against Kearney High. Possession arrow is pointing to the Titans, so they will head back out there. The inbound is going to be Kirsch. She'll get the ball for Lexi Williams, and Williams kicks on the left wing for Michael Herman, who will start the second quarter. They get it on the baseline to Bassard. His pass stolen away by Damian Austin. Austin loses the ball driving in the lane, though, and Kirsch comes up with it. Quickly, here come the Titans on the run. They drive, dish in underneath. Layup is up and good for Bassard. So we swap turnovers and quickly up ahead to get it to Thomas Gillen. Gillen running the floor, lays it up and in. So now we're picking up the pace, and the Titans turn the ball over on that far sideline as not comfortable playing at this speed. 7-6, Kearney High with 7.5 minutes to go, and the pace has always been fairly high in this game, but now offensively, they're starting to go to the rack a little bit more. Damian Austin will dribble across the paw at midcourt here, and will try to set things up. They give it off for Nate Stevens. Stevens on that left side for Shelton. Again, Titans going man-to-man. Schreiner with the dribble, look to the inside. Little ball fake. Now he'll try. They'll penetrate. His shot is short, gets his own rebound, and it's fouled on the footback. He's fouled by Bussard. And that'll be his second personal foul.
Foul number 14,
that's six as a team now against Papio South. And Schreiner will go to the line, and he will have 2 free throw attempts. Schreiner's free throw is up and good. Eric Schreiner, Mike can't shoot free throws any better than that. He is 3-for-3 on the season. That's 100% to you and me. His free throw is up and good. He remains El Perfecto from the free throw line, and the Bearcats push that lead back out. 9-6 is the new score. On the baseline, Bussard. Nice entry pass inside for Herman. Herman snuck in the back door there, and that was a great pass by Bussard to hit him with it. Shelton will drive from the elbow. 15-foot jumper, no good. Rebound by Heiser. Heiser going up high for it. Brings it up court. Gets it to Williams. Williams drives that left side. Shot no good. Schreiner with the rebound. Caps on the run. Austin, great pass to Stevens. Stevens wasn't ready for it. Shelton comes up with a loose ball. Gives it back to Stevens. Left side, here's Schreiner. He's open for three, and he hits the three. Great ball movement by Kearney High. They had a good opportunity, and when the ball went through Stevens, Stevens also got the ball back. They swung it around the perimeter, and they found the open shooter and they push that lead out to 4. Back out. Left wing for the Titans. They're just going to play a little pitch, catch on the perimeter. Now they'll skip it right wing for Bussard. Bussard bounce pass. And trying to back in is the post player. And the turnaround jumper up and good. Nice job posting up inside by Nate Heiser. And Heiser with his first points of the ball game. That'll cut the lead down to 2. 12-10. 5:50 to go here in the second quarter. Schreiner has the ball left wing. They isolate things out there. Can't penetrate against Bussard. They'll get the ball back out for Schreiner. Schreiner looking inside for Gillen. Gillen has it in the lane. Little ball fake, and we've got a push as he's starting to put the shot up. I'm sure it's before the shot. And that'll be on Michael Herman. That'll be his second. And to the free throw line is going to be Thomas Gillen. And Gillen will have a 1-1 here. Gillen, a 47% free throw shooter. He shoots 68% from the field. Offensive rebound by Schreiner gives it to Stevens, and Stevens is fouled. Stevens will go line and shoot 2. And a great rebound by Schreiner. Schreiner had it, but he had a guy right on him. Handed the ball to Stevens, who was wide open, and the guy that was on Schreiner has to foul Stevens. And Stevens hits the free throw, his first point of the ball game. Stevens on the season is 79.3% from the free throw line. He'll improve that average here as he hits both free throws. His first 2 points of the ball game. Quickly up court is Williams. Williams will kick it out, and they'll give it up on that right side. Here's Busby, and Busby's three-pointer is an air ball. Picked up by Damian Austin. Austin's on the run. He'll dump it out. Here's Stevens. He's open for 3. It's no good. Gillen with the rebound. Gillen being bumped on the baseline. Had the ball knocked out of his hand and out of bounds. And we heard this from Coach Steinbrook at halftime of the girls' game and last night in our post game. Just Gillen just runs the floor so well. He gets down there so quickly that he's always in rebounding position. On the inbounds, a drive by Shelton, and Shelton floats through the lane, hits the shot, and the Bearcats with a 6-point lead. This is their largest lead of the ball game. They lead it 16-10. So flip on that right wing, whip it is Martin, and Martin hits the jumper. So Isaiah Martin with a little floater, and that'll cut that lead back down to 4. And Damian Austin now going to direct traffic with 4:40 to go here before halftime. Halftime, we hope to be able to talk with Jason Boyd, the head girls basketball coach here at Kearney High. Austin will give it off the screen, right wing for Shelton. Shelton works it back around the perimeter. Entry pass to Gillen. Gillen lost the ball. Goes off of his hands. Martin picked him up defensively, and Gillen just basically dropped the basketball and out of bounds. 6 turnovers on Kearney High compared to 6 for Papio South. And slowly in the offensive zone comes Brent Kirch here for Petaluma La Vista South. They enter it inside for Martin. Martin almost has his pocket picked by Damian Austin, but he gets it back out for Kirch. Kirch over for Jatzik, a little ball fake. And a shot blocked by Damian Austin. Loose ball picked up eventually by Jatzik. And the block by Damian Austin as Kirch tried that three-pointer. And Austin a long ways away from him when that play started. But he covered a lot of ground pretty quickly. Little mismatch here. With it is Heiser. Heiser enters it inside for Martin. Martin, turnaround jumper, blocked by Gillen. Loose ball picked up by Heiser. Heiser shot won't fall. Heiser gets the rebound. Heiser kicks it out. The 3, no good. Rebounded by Schreiner. And here we go. Cats on the run. They'll get it out. 4-3. And it's good. Jake Shelton drained the 3. And we got a timeout. 19-12. Bearcats with a 7-point lead. Timeout tight. 3:28 to go before halftime. Back after this.
Just because it's not tax season right now, don't think that Douglas Bookkeeping Service is resting. They're not only your year-round tax professionals, but are the choice for bookkeeping and accounting services too. Douglas Bookkeeping Service at 3rd and Eddy in Grand Island.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punts, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You find our lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
Will run for Kearney High. The Titans call a timeout. They work the ball on the baseline. Quick low jumper. That is an air ball that is rebounded by Jake Shelton. And Shelton will bring in the offensive zone. And midcourt, Damian Austin is going to set up the offense here for Kearney High. Off the double screen, they give it to Stevens, but fighting through the screen was Heiser, so they'll work it back around. Here's Schreiner. He's open for three. His jumper is no good. And the rebound is taken out of there by Jacek. And Jacek with the dribble. Deshaun three being harassed by Damian Austin. Now three has it momentarily. And they'll work it back around the perimeter. With it is Busby. Bus Bites, rather. And Bus Bites will hand it off for three. Three with the dribble. Kicks it between the circles for Heiser. And they're just kind of working around the perimeter a little bit. Then off the double screen, Heiser, he's open for three, and he rattles in the three. They kind of lost track of Nate Heiser, and he drains the three-pointer, and that'll make it a four-point ball game. Cats led by seven. That's their largest lead. And we got a little push here against Papio South, Deshaun three, and that'll be his second. Nineteen-12 was the largest lead of the game here for Kearney High. We got some substitutions checking in for the Cats. Anderson will check in there. And also for Kearney High, Luke McNitt to the free throw line. Going to be Damian Austin. It's 19 fouls now whistled against Papio South. So Austin to the free throw line for a 1-1. Back the iron and no good. Rebound through the hands of one Cat and into the hands of Nate Heiser. Heiser comes up with it. And he'll get the ball out for Chatsing. They'll reset the offense here with 2:05 to go before halftime. 19-15, Kearney High with the lead, Papio South with the basketball. Jacek on that right wing gives it over for Bus Bice, and they'll just reset things. Driving up against Damian Austin is going to be Three dumps in underneath. That's a nice dish. Give the assist to Three, and Michael Herman with an easy bucket there. Quickly, the Cats get it in the hands of Shelton. Shelton between the circles for Steven. Damian Austin now with the dribble. Three with a reach, but no foul. Drive, no good for Damian Austin. And coming up with the rebound is Three. Three will throw it into the corner, almost away, and Papio South have to reset the offense. They pass around the perimeter. Heiser has it. He's looking to go to the inside, and they'll kick the ball back out for Deshaun Three. And Three, with a minute 18 to go, will redirect traffic here a little bit. Pass on the left wing, then back out for three. And now Kearney High will step in front of the post player. Nate Stevens gets a block as they drive the baseline. Stevens with both the block and the rebound there, and he brings it into the offensive zone. And he'll dump it off for Shelton on that right side. They lob it inside for Anderson, and they're going to say Anderson was working himself open with a little shove. He'll be whistled for the offensive foul. Drew Challey checking in here for Kearney High. Papio South. Aaron Rothermund checking in. With 53.2 to go. A two-point ball game. Cats led by seven, but five straight points here for Papio South has made it a two-point ball game. Kearney High, a little bit of a pressure. They get it off for Herman. Herman dumps in the corner. Long three. That had no chance of success. And Drew Challey pulls down the rebound. Pass up ahead into the hands of Nate Stevens. Stevens from the elbow. Kicks it back out. They'll give it on that left side for McNitt with 29 seconds to go. McNitt picks up his dribble. We'll give it for Anderson. Anderson on the baseline. Little spin move. Ends up being a little short with it. Herman pulls down the rebound with 19 to go. They get it up for three. Three will give it up on that right side. And nothing happening. Three then gets it back. He puts up a long shot, and we're going to have a foul whistled on the Titans, I believe. Yeah, flying in there is going to be Michael Herman. Herman has picked up his third personal foul. That's now 10 team fouls on Papio South compared to only four that's been whistled against Kearney High here. And to the free throw line is going to be Luke McNitt. And McNitt will have two free throws. McNitt, 2 for 4 from the free throw line here in the season. And he'll try to get over 50% here, and he does. McNitt hits the first of two. Kirsch checking back in for Papio South. Derek Schreiner returns to the battle as the Cats lead it 20-17, 11.4 to go here. Second free throw coming up here from Luke McNitt. Back the iron and no good. Up high for the rebound is Martin for Papio South. The ball knocked loose and saved in the backcourt for Kearney High. 4 seconds left. Titans have it. They drive, flip it, and at the buzzer they score. Just a little long pass in underneath to Isaiah Martin, and Martin essentially tips it in at the buzzer, so we'll head to the locker room. And Kearney High has the lead, but as small as humanly possible. They lead it 20-19 as we head to the locker rooms. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll take a look at the halftime numbers, and we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. And hopefully talk with Kearney High head girls basketball coach Jason Boyd. We'll do that when we come back with Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
Pro Team Design is proud to support our area athletes and their fans. We do that the best way we know how, which is providing quality screen printing and embroidery and unmatched service to all of Central Nebraska. For everything from youth football to college volleyball, we have the brands you want at prices you can afford. So call Pro Team Design in Grand Island today for all of your corporate, athletic, or personal screen printing and embroidery needs. Pro Team Design, 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, 308-398-1154, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors, Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
Welcome back here to Kearney High as the Bearcats with a 20-19 lead, and a lead that they kind of wish was maybe a little bit more. They led at one point 19-12, but the game, the first half ends on a 7-1 Titan run, and so the Bearcats lead it by only that slim 1 point at 20-19. On our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, Dougton, Kennesaw, Duluth City, and the Blue Devils. And have not gotten an updated score on that game yet. On our sister station, the Breeze, we have coverage of college basketball. And the Huskers are playing host. They're at Texas Christian. They're at TCU. As that game is underway. And obviously tonight, a little bit later, they'll be announcing the winner of the Heisman Trophy. In fact, we've got to be getting pretty close to the actual announcement of that event. But here, Kearney High with a one-point lead over Papillion La Vista South. And we do have a couple of other scores to pass along to you. Kearney Catholic girls won easily today against Cambridge. Did not have any problems at all in that game as they rolled to an easy win, which I'll double-check for you here in just a second. And late in the third, the boys of Kearney Catholic leading Cambridge 52-34. Late in the third quarter. And in the girls' game, the girls won a final of 71-26. Earlier today, the Bearcats losing in their home opener, the girls losing to Papillion La Vista South by a final of 42-28. And we're trying to hook up with Jason Boyd. Jason always watches the junior high games, not the junior high, but the junior varsity games that take place on the south gym, the north gym here, and that's where he's at the moment. I shot an email his way or a text to have him come join us, and hopefully he'll be able to make it. But you know, he's just a fan of basketball. He's in there checking a little basketball, watching some of the other girls out there, and we'll hopefully he'll be able to make it. In any event, you're kind of updated with all the scores. Do have another update for you. It is a final as the Kearney Catholic boys win over Cambridge 70-40. So both the boys and girls for Kearney Catholic, no problem today with Cambridge, pretty much as expected. Here the Bearcats have their hands full with Papio South. They lead it 20-19. We'll take a break. We'll take a look at the numbers and hopefully be able to find Coach Boyd. We'll do that when we come back after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
For professional services.